Amen. That was a new song. Nice. If you can kneel, we'll start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence as we gather here on this Sabbath day to praise you and to thank you, to glorify you and your Son and your Holy Spirit. You've done so much for us, and there is absolutely nothing we can do for you other than to make you smile. And so as we strive on to that perfection, we go through trials. And we go through these trials with smiles because we know it pleases you. And thank you for moving our hearts, changing our lives, blessing us with answered prayer, and even sometimes with the answer being no, because we know we ask amiss sometimes. We don't know the end from the beginning. So we don't know if what we're asking for is good. So thank you for giving us peace even there. Please bless everyone that's in attendance today, Father, be they on the phone, in the radio, or here in the room. And all those that are going to be hearing these praises next week or 10 years from now, if you so tarry in your return. And thank you again for blessing everyone on our prayer list who also have praises to share today. And thank you for accepting this prayer and all these praises in the name of your Son, who without none of this would even be possible. And your Son is our Savior, our King, our Commander, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, now if you have a praise. Okay, so if you have a praise, just put your hand up. And one of the moderators or somebody will send you a private message. Or, if you want somebody to PM you, you could put that in the text chat. But if you want to get on the microphone, then yeah. Do the, Sister Fran just did. She's SDR Indy. She's the only one that actually has a handle in here. That's because it's the church computer in the other room. But in order to do that, you hit on the left side, if you want to turn on your voice, it says turn voice on. And then after I drop the mic, another radio box will drop down saying hands free. Then you click in there where it says hands free. And then you speak. And then when you're done, I mean, in other words, don't push that little yellow talk button. It's useless. Unless you're using a cell phone, then yeah, try to do it from there. And then when you're done, you just click where it says voice on and off. When you click that, both boxes lose their check marks. But first, I'm not going to. Fran's going to be speaking here in a minute. She's got some praises, obviously, to share. And I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation, as does my wife do, and all of us here, I'm sure. But I want to let Lewis 5 and Shannon know you now have texting ability in the room. You're going to have to leave the room and come back in so that you could text in the room because I just turned it on. I didn't see if Carlos wanted it on. I'll send him or her a PM and ask them if they want it. But anyway, yeah, I'm getting PMs now. And so I have a bunch of praises that were emailed, and I have a bunch of praises myself. So let me drop the mic. Sister Fran's going to share, and be back in a minute.
Blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from Sister Mary. She'd like to share with you. And her praise says, my praise is that I am so thankful for the simple things, the joy of the Lord, my salvation, his mercy and grace and patience with me, to be able to smile in the face of trials with the help of Jesus. I am so thankful now to have him in my life and to have our church family in my life. Praise the Lord, sister, and I totally echo that prayer. I totally echo that prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me get a couple of these PMs going before I go with the emails that I have received for praises. And those of you listening on the radio, if you have a praise, email me. I just go to the Contact Us page. Don't do that, because it'll just beep into my cell phone, and my cell phone is by SDRND. That's why we got to do it that way for the teleconferencing. You'll have to email somebody here in the room that you know, maybe. I don't know. Brother Alex sends a praise. He goes, praise the Lord for a job since I've been unemployed for 8 months besides temp jobs. Also, a prayer request for a man named Bob. He has cancer and is in a very hard situation. So, amen. You might want to get with, I don't know, is Brother Reginald here right now? He has some, yeah, he is. Okay, yeah. Reginald sent a PM, or Alex sent a PM to Reginald. He's got some information. Plus, you might want to check out a video on, have this man with the cancer, check out a video on healing cancer from within on YouTube. I used to have copies of it here. They gave me copies, and I don't have them anymore. People that are given up by the AMA when they have cancer because their insurance money runs out, and that's really all they're in it for. Cancer doesn't kill. It's the chemo that kills you. Because there's a lot of people out there that have cancer. They don't even know it. You could literally, sometimes it takes 10, 15, 20 years for the cancer even to show up. Then all of a sudden, when they start the chemo, they're dead in 6 months. Seriously. But yeah, there is a way to, there have been people that were in stage four, they gave them months to live, and they've been alive for decades because they use natural methods to be healed of the cancer. So you might want to send him a video or two. Oh, okay. Well, if he reaches out to you, Alex, just go from there. But Reginald's got some good stuff on that stuff, too. He's always got good stuff. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, he's up in years, too. Okay. All right, let's see. I got another praise here. This first one here is from Brother Matthew. He says, Sabbath blessings, brother. Praise God in Jesus' name. All is good concerning my son Michael and my granddaughter Genesis. All has worked out according to God's will in the court because Jesus was their lawyer. Amen. to this day, he still is our advocate, you know, counselor, lawyer, whatever you want to call him. Genesis was so excited to see her daddy and us. Thank you, good Lord. Amen. Thank you all for prayers. Thank you so much. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I also have a praise here. One of the brothers, I think Brother Jay sent me a video recently, and I don't ordinarily, you know, talk about stuff like this, but it just happened this morning. I happened to come across, I don't know if some of you know who Bible Flock Box, they don't much care for what we teach and preach. I think they're mostly SDA. But I think a year or two ago, they put up a video talking about the 20 signs of Sabbath keepers all throughout history, or the 20 signs of Sabbath keeping or whatever. The last sign had to do with, Sabbath keepers all throughout history. And they actually posted my website in their video. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that too, because it's about 5 hits short of 198,000, I think it was. Maybe my numbers are mixed up. 158. That's right, that's what it was. 158,000 have seen it. So hopefully they'll, see the rest of the site and know they need to, if they want to get really serious about their, well, I mean, the Lord winks at their ignorance just like anybody else, but eventually they're going to know. Well, the fact is, every time I ask an SDA if they know the church is an apostasy, they all say, yeah. They're going to be held accountable for that. They know, like what we were talking about in the study earlier, you know, if you know what's right to do and you don't do it, it's sin to you. Well, if you know you're in an apostate church, you're not supposed to be in there. You got to get out. It's sin for you then. It's like all the Catholics, too. They all say the same thing. Yeah, we know we're in apostasy. Then get out. It's just common sense. I also have a praise in regards to one of my siblings by the name of Marietta. We got on the subject of, because she calls me every now and then. And I call her every now and then because I got my foot in the door. And so I do call her. And there was some kind of a situation with the family recently. And somehow, I think, a brother-in-law of mine died last week, and he wasn't very open, if you will, to just about anything when it came to Christ, But some have tried to approach him because he was on his deathbed. And his wife, my sister, was more or less saying, don't come. He just wanted to be embarrassed, and which was odd. But some did still try to come. He was 4 or 5 hours from here. I don't know quite a way up in the Chicago area in one of them hospitals. And but to make a long story short, Mariette and I got in a conversation in regards to all that, how the law of God got brought up, I don't know. But I praise God for the way He moves me to say certain things that can go in that direction, like what my dad used to do. I learned it from him, is to manipulate conversations to get them to talk about things you want to talk about. And it turns out that she now understands the Sabbath truly is the seventh day. And she asked me and you all to pray for her husband, Jonathan. He's got an issue in that area. He doesn't agree. She still goes to church with him on Sunday, but she does her best to keep Sabbath. And she's also into the health message. She still eats meat and stuff like that, but it's clean meats and stuff. And she was one of the first out of my siblings to start that healthy thing with her lifestyle. And so, but keep her in your prayers, too, because she may have a thyroid issue. How that's working out, I don't know yet. I haven't talked to her in about a week. And I also wanted to praise the Lord in regards to the videos going well. I asked the Lord to help me in this regard because YouTube, as you all know, removed about 1,000, it looked like, a little over 1,000 of my subscribers in one night. I actually made a video of that because I saw something goofy happening. And so I quickly just turned on Camtasia and started videotaping what was happening on the screen and made a video. And sure, it was, look, I went from 9,700 and some odd subscribers to 8,700. Then it dropped. Then it just keeps going down to every day I'll get maybe 10 or 15 subscribers in my email, but I'll lose 20 or 30 on the subscribers list, right? And so my discernment was, I'm going to flood YouTube with as many videos as I can. So every time I do a blog entry, I'm trying to do a video and see if I can get it to where I can get the videos done quickly. And the Lord's been blessing me in that area, especially yesterday when I couldn't, there was nothing to report on because, again, they're just talking about the shooter, right, in Vegas. I was able to, He gave me something because I went for a prayer drive instead of the midday prayer. I took a drive to, because I had to go to town anyway, so I figured, well, I'll just do this for my midday prayer. And He gave me something, and I got back, and I made the video, and I was actually able to upload it. It was done, completely done, about 5 or 10 minutes before Sabbath hit. And then Fran and I prayed in the Sabbath, and then I just uploaded the video, and everything's good. But the fact that I was able to get that video done in 2.5-3 hours, I was like, oh, man, praise His name, because I'm getting used to the software, even though it's got bugs galore. But I know where the bugs are, so I kind of avoid them. And I also wanted to praise His name for this new server I'm setting up. It is going to be a Linux box. I'm not going to say which distro I'm using. But I really enjoy it. I gave up on it a week or so ago because I keep breaking the distro. I keep breaking the operating system because I'm trying to do things that just says you can't do it this way or that way or whatever. I'm finally getting it to a point where it's actually listening to me. And I may have found an email server that'll work, but for now it's causing all sorts of, it's actually running the email server, but it's not being very friendly with the ports. And so I solicit your prayers in that regard because we need to get this new server running because we found new chat room software. One of the reasons we don't get a lot of people in this chat room is because it's a flash-based chat room. That's why the radio always gets flooded and phone system gets a lot of people on it now. A lot of people don't trust Flash, and a lot of people don't know that you have to update your Flash every 5 minutes because it's got so many security holes. And so if you don't, update your Flash a lot, you can't get in the room. But the new chat room is going to be based on a completely different operating system that server type, that every operating system will run with. So, yeah, we need to get off Flash. They're going to be discontinuing it anyway in 2020, so I want to be off, which is annoying because now we got another chat room that we paid for that we can't use. The first one was crazy expensive. We haven't used that one in years because we got hacked on that one. It was a Windows one. It was all it would run on is Windows. But anyway, praise the Lord, everything seems to be going good. But I need your prayers in regards to the email server. I don't want to go any further with any of the other virtual servers I'm going to be putting on here until I get the email down. Because that's my biggest hurdle to jump. So please keep that in prayer. Okay, now again, if anybody's got any praises. Oh, we got Ryan and Novi. All right, I just scrolled down and saw that. So let me drop the mic, and then I got a praise from Shannon, Vera, Brother Jay, Teresa, and Joe and Katie. So let me drop the mic.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear me. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Send the blessings, Brother Ellie. Send the blessings, everyone. First off, I just want to praise God for the Sabbath, obviously, for this time to rest. One day a week to actually be able to rest and be able to just think solely upon Him. That is, I think, the biggest blessing, one of the biggest blessings mankind has ever had. So praise Him for that. And then also praise Him for the church family to be able to come with like-minded brethren as usual. And to be able to share in the truth and to be able to praise the Lord in that, you know, each and every Sabbath and even on Viber throughout the week. So I just want to praise Him for that. I also want to praise Him for my two children that are continuing to grow and appear to be smart, at least one of them. The other one's still pretty young. So I just want to praise God for that, for the good health for them, as well as my sister being here, which she's going to praise here in a little bit after me, actually, if that's okay. So she's going to testify too. And I think the boy's going to be smart too. He's not old enough to even be able to tell, but God willing, he is. So, in all glory to Him, because if we just feed them correctly and we take care of ourselves, because Sister Novi's breastfeeding and we don't vaccinate and we don't do these terrible things to the human body, we would actually enjoy as a species a lot higher intelligence than what we have. So, but anyways, there's just many things that we do as a society that are not good. So we just praise God for the knowledge for that and then to be able to execute it. And then, again, for my sister being here and to be able to be closer to not only my children, but to Novi, you know, just to be closer in the family. And I want to praise God for my mother-in-law, Sister Faye, Novi's mom, that was here for almost 6 months, which she's back in the Philippines now. But I want to praise God for that because we had some rough times and some really, really good times because I'm not used to living with other people, but God was able to work through her and work through us to be closer and to show me a lot of things and to show Novi a lot of things, to show the patience of the Lord. So it was a blessing. So I just want to praise Him for that. And then also, obviously, safety to and from work each day. You know, I live basically at 2 hours of driving 5 days a week. So there's a lot that goes on the road. And also, I'm in the process of building a greenhouse. So I just want to praise Him for that because I didn't think I would be able to do it. I doubted myself, but then I thought to myself, you know, with God, everything is possible. You know, He'll give us the intelligence. He'll give us the knowledge, as well as YouTube and other people to be able to do these things. So, you know, growing up and not being very hands-on, it's been a little harder in my older life because I've had to learn how to do things that I should have already known how to do when I was 15 if I had the proper parenting and what I want to teach my children. So I just want to praise Him for that, no matter how old we get, that we can just be willing, that He'll show us. And it's not perfect, but the next one would be better than this one. But as long as it doesn't fall down in a whole heap, that's what matters. So, but the main reason is I actually fell off the ladder the other day. I think it was Sunday, and, you know, nothing bad happened from that. The ladder actually tipped over when I was coming down it, so I saw it happening, but I just want to praise God that, you know, it didn't mess up a knee or an ankle or anything. I actually got up laughing, so I just want to praise Him for that, because it's a big blessing because, you know, you see stuff all the time, people falling off and landing on their back, and just they're not right the rest of their life. So I just really want to praise Him for that. And if you guys don't mind, again, I love each and every one of you guys. Have a blessings. And if it's okay, my sister Emily is going to testify and give her praises. God bless and thanks.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can everybody hear me? Okay, my name is Emily, and I want to praise the Lord that I was able to meet a lot of you back in August at the church meeting. As a lot of you know, I was in a head-on car accident on April 5th. That left me with 10 broken bones, and I also hurt another girl. A 17-year-old girl. I'm not sure exactly what happened to her. I'll find out shortly. That day changed my life. Before that, I was a drunk. I drank every single day, basically. I was still on drugs, and I was still smoking cigarettes, which I started smoking cigarettes at the age of 9 and drugs and alcohol at the age of 12. I've battled that almost my whole life. It's a blessing because when Ryan came to the truth, and goes back, I'm not even going to guess. I don't know what year that was. But 2008, I started listening to Brother Nick. I found listening to him, it's backed up what he says. I've never found error in anything that he said. And any time I would try to go sober, I would listen to him. I'd come back to him. I kept coming back to him. But then Satan would lead me away with the alcohol and the drugs. I don't know where to go. I just know that I couldn't beat it. I wanted to beat alcohol. I wanted to beat drugs and cigarettes. For one, I never believed I could. I never believed that I was strong enough to do it. The car wreck did that for me. I know I started, Ryan brought me a Bible in the hospital. I started reading the Bible, and I started listening to Brother Nick. I was staying with my dad before here, which the reason I'm with Ryan and Novi is because I fell. I drank on that August 3rd, which is a huge blessing. I mean, it's tragic, but it's also a huge blessing because it brought me here. Before that, I was staying with my dad, who they are Catholics. They're not believers. They make fun of believers. They make fun of everybody. They're not godly people. But I noticed that whenever I would listen to Brother Nick on Sabbath, the Lord kept them away from me, and I praised Him for that. I noticed that the longer I was there, I was able to hear Him because it started out that my dad would interrupt. I would tell him what I'm doing, that I'm listening to the Sabbath service, and he would talk to me and interrupt me to the point where I would just hang up the phone. I know that since that happened and since I've been here, I've been able to stay sober, stop smoking cigarettes, and I've been praying every single day, and I've been staying obedient. And I've noticed with that that the Lord does answer prayers, and it's just, it's a life-changing experience. I went, like I said, I guess the testimony is, I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I prayed about this too, because talking in front of people, I still have to work on that. It's just, it's living proof. God is in you if you want Him, if you accept Him. Satan has been shut out, and thank God. I mean, God knows what's right. I trust Him. I'm learning to be obedient, to trust more and more every day, but bringing me here, unfortunately, like I said, it took drinking to bring me here, but it did. And I can see, like, all the stuff I've gained. I'm not focused on, you know, all the stuff that's wrong, but the stuff that's gained. And I'm able to pray every day and be in a loving family and be with the babies, which I praise the Lord for them. And it's just a tremendous blessing. So I guess the point is, I'm sorry, the point is that I've been sober and been able to stop smoking cigarettes, and I've been able to follow the Lord. And I just want to praise Him for that. I want to praise Him for the chance that I'm with Novi and Ryan and the babies, and I'm living an obedient life and following the Ten Commandments, and I'm trying to get the truth out. I used to kind of, it used to be like, oh, the Sabbath, that was more More so, I was just trying to do what Ryan and Novi were doing. It really wasn't in me. I couldn't wait for it to be over, I guess. The cards, you know, I'm going to do it because that's what y'all are doing. And I don't really want to do it. Now I found myself passing out tracts any chance I get, being at Walmart or anywhere I go, just trying to get the word, with Facebook too, trying to get the word out. I actually want to do it, and Sabbath has become my favorite time of the week now. So praise the Lord for that, and yeah, we can do anything through Christ that strengthens us. And that's basically it. Quit drinking and doing drugs and smoking and all the worldly stuff. You just have to invite him into your heart and believe and trust him and follow him. So thank you. God bless.
Praise the Lord, Sister Emily and Brother Ryan. Yeah, you reminded me, Brother Ryan, of a praise. You know, you were praising that your children were healthy. And it just reminded me, you know, all our children are healthy in this church. You know, even our family and our own families, they're healthy. And I just wanted to praise the Lord for that. And again, praise the Lord, Sister Emily. I have a couple praises here. The first one is from Brother Garan. He has three of them. And he says, a while ago, I found myself in a very unpleasant, awkward social situation. As I asked God to help me go through it smoothly. I even had a type of vow with him on that occasion, which I later met or fulfilled. And of course, he did it. He got me through the unpleasant situation very smoothly. Praise the Lord. And his second praise is he praises the Lord for a new PC after 9 and some years. Praise the Lord. And his last praise is praise the Lord for all the simple and little things and answers to prayers. Praise the Lord for his kindness and mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Graham. And I have one here from Sister Lee. And she says, I would like to say praise the Lord for his keeping me strong and giving me the courage to keep up the faithful or the faith through all the trials that come my way. I thank God for his mercy and his grace and the love he gives me each second and minute and day. Praise the Lord, sister. I echo that too. Okay, so the last one here is from Sister Danielle. And she says, I just wanted to praise the Lord for being able to keep a smile on my face at work. I work a cash register, and every day I pray, I balance on the cash register. And one day, I forgot to pray. It didn't balance. I also want to praise God for helping me talk with my kids more about Jesus. I also want to praise God that my kids are continuing to eat better. My daughter stopped drinking sodas and Kool-Aid. She only drinks water and lemonade. Praise the Lord. I'm still doing good with being vegan. I can tell how much more energy I have, and I can play with my kids now, and I'm still losing weight. Praise the Lord. I also want to praise God for people in the church. I was praying for help with my kids and getting help to pay for clothes for school and get school supplies, and my prayers were answered. Because I got help, it was definitely answered prayers. I was able to get everything my kids needed. Praise the Lord. Amen, Sister Danielle.
Happy Sabbath. Can you all hear me? Okay. First of all, Sabbath blessings. It's been a blessing every time that we spend Sabbath together. My praise is about... I praise the Lord, first of all, for protecting me during the time that I was in the military. Brother Nick was mentioning that a lot of people are dying in the military, and being in the military 14 years, and God kept me alive. And that's how the Lord called me out of, to come out of her when I was still in the service. And He helped me to keep the Sabbath. for the entire time, I would say from 2011 to 2016 of December. And every time I have these problems, I always send prayer requests, and I truly know that and believe that the Lord will answer prayer according to His will, because our desire is to keep His commandments, and that's including the Sabbath day today. And I praise His name that He allowed me to get out of the military with honorable discharge. And He also blessed me with three brethren to live with me. And I realize now that if you are living with brethren, no matter what struggle you have from each other, you have to love one another, because the Lord will give you chances to know what love is. You'll never find it unless, online, you can say to your brethren, oh, I love you, bro, I love you, sister, but it's not the same. When you live with your brethren inside the house, that's when you know how to learn from each other and learn about each other's mistakes, and everybody has different struggles, and that's how you learn to grow together rather than criticizing each other's mistakes. And then I went to another state and then tried to look for a job, because I thought that the Lord brought me there, but I was actually being hasty and did not wait for His promise, or did not wait for His for the answer. So I was being impatient. So the Lord taught me, He taught me a lot of things, how to be patient. I actually went to Florida, but I was in so much distress, and I was very stressed because I was there for like almost 2 months and I couldn't find a job, and I was jumping from different rent rooms every week. Imagine you have to spend Friday to Sunday and then jump into another house and jump into another house, and with people smoking marijuana next to you, and there's drinking and worldly music and television around you, and that's when you know that you will appreciate being around with the brethren, even though some of the brothers will have problems like I have problems too. So that's why we are undone. And just like Brother Nick says, if we are not undone, then we would have been like Enoch before, that he did not see that. So I was, translate. Oh, thank you, Brother Nick. I was going for that word there. And then the Lord truly blessed me, and I did not understand. I was like, why am I not getting this job from Florida? And the next thing I know, I went to another state and shipped my car from the other side of the West Coast. And then all of a sudden, this super typhoon Irma happened. So imagine if I was actually in Tampa, Florida. I was doing work. So I just looked at the bright side of how I ended up in Florida, and I did the work, and also with two beloved brethren that went with me. I truly blessed the truly praise the Lord and bless His name forever for having us giving the privilege to work for Him before the typhoon came. This super hurricane came, and He actually saved me from it. And then I had another trial that when I shipped my car, and I was waiting for my car. Another brother helped me to go to that car shipment to pick it up. And I was waiting for 3 hours, and there was a drunk guy that was walking around. I thought he saw me. And there are some other people walking. I thought they saw me. I was actually hiding. I was hiding underneath the truck in one building with my two little luggage. And I waited for 3 hours to 2 a.m. I thought they saw me, and I was praying to God that this is my time. Are they gonna take my life out? But the Lord blessed me there, because I was in a city where it's the most dangerous city in the state that I'm in. So He kept me alive. And the other trial that I had when I got the car, so the car shipment said that the coordinator said there that I can only pay PayPal using PayPal. So that's cost like $1,000+. And I didn't have any money. I could only use credit card. So the Lord blessed me again using a brother that can help me by one text away. So I texted the brother that I know that could be used by the Lord to help me. because I couldn't end up in the street, sleeping in the street all night. So I just want to praise the Lord and also praise the Lord for my salvation and the glory of our salvation, and praise for all of you who used by God to strengthen me in my weakness. And praise the Lord for His word, because His word is pure silver, purified 7 times. So every time, the more you read the Bible, the more it exposes your sin. So read the Bible more, and it will expose your sin that you never know you have done against the Lord. So the more you read the Bible, the more it will expose your sin, the more it will purify us. And the more it will say to you, the Bible says, do the work. So forgive me for all my yapping. I just want to praise the Lord today because it's Testimony Sabbath. I love you all, and Sabbath blessings. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of good praises there. I got a couple of more here, a few more actually. I got Sister Danielle sent me a praise from Sister Lynette. She's on the phone, and it's hard for her to send PMs. Yeah, a lot of cell phones don't even let you text. So you can't get on the mic. It's just, even though it shows it, it just doesn't work. She says that her praise is that as soon as she moved out of the city, she was able to find a part-time job. Praise the Lord. She's been looking for a long, long time. So, amen. Praise the Lord there. And then Sister Shannon has a praise here. She says, nice to see you again, Shannon. Wait, that's... Okay, yeah. Remember when we prayed for... Yeah, that's right. You guys don't remember. Me and Shannon prayed on the phone for her daughter, Candace. And then she says, happy Sabbath. Glad to see you. Glad to be here. I guess I PM'd her last week. And she says, her daughter is in the room today as well. Been feeling better since Tuesday. Praise the Lord. Prayer answering God. Amen. And send a hope and pray that she's getting even better today. Oh, yeah, amen. Yeah, and Brother Eli says he forgot to mention that he wants to praise the Lord for a job and a dwelling place, too. So, amen, brother. Echo, echo. I echo that with you. All right, we got Joe and Katie. And I'm going to drop the mic, and then Brother Sean has something. So Joe goes, he shares with, let's see. Okay, yeah, so Brother Joe says, I would like to praise the Lord for many blessings and answered prayers this week. First, He is blessing us with an opportunity to purchase a home out in the country. Second, Satan seems to keep throwing stumbling blocks with the purchase of this home, but we patiently wait and pray. Next thing you know, the prayers are answered, and the Lord resolved the situation perfectly. Amen. Third, I have been going through a similar situation as before at work with trying to leave a little early on Fridays to prepare for Sabbath, and I want to praise His name for the peace I have through it. Fourth, I would like to praise the Lord for being able to preach to a few people. And lastly, I want to praise the Lord for receiving a call yesterday to schedule an interview next week for a position with another company. Please keep it in prayer that the Lord's will be done, because this position would be closer to the new house. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Amen, brother. Amen and amen and amen. And then Sister Katie says, I would like to praise the Lord for the many seeds that were planted at work. May God bless those people and open their hearts. And then she says, Sabbath blessings. So Sabbath blessings to you too, dear sister. All right, let me drop the mic, and Brother Sean has something he wants to share.
Can you guys hear me? Good, praise the Lord. All right, the Sabbath blessings to everyone. First off, I want to say that this is definitely a blessing. And so as it was, you know, the suggestion to do how they in the Philippines do Testimony Sabbath every month. You know, praise the Lord for this one, because this is already blessing my heart. And so praise His name for that. But I wanted to share a praise that I did share on a Friday night, but I didn't get a chance to do during a testimony Sabbath yet. But that during one Sabbath morning a couple of weeks ago, I was laying down in my bed and I was starting to think about things, and I was kind of questioning, you know, the work, and not doing the work, but the work that basically that I've been doing. Because I was looking and seeing how those who I've shared the truth with, they have no one that I have known has ever come to the truth and stayed. And so I was laying there and I was thinking about it and I was kind of questioning it. And, you know, the spirit was there though. You know, I could tell. So I wasn't falling like into depression or anything else like that. I was really thinking about it, and it just seemed like there was a very comforting presence when I was thinking about that. And so as that day continued, later on after the Sabbath, my little sister calls me, and at first it's an accident. But, you know, I message her, and then we go on the phone, and we start talking. And she told me that God had showed to her that the true Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because she is, obviously aside from me, but she is the first person in my family to embrace the seventh-day Sabbath truth. And it is a huge praise. And, yep, amen, no accident, divine appointment. It's interesting that I was literally thinking about that morning and that happened. But I wanted to praise the Lord, you know, for that. You know, she's still got a lot of doctrinal issues and things like that that have to be worked out. But, you know, praise the Lord. This is a tremendous first step. And she was also, you know, she's sharing with me, too, how she's her testimony, too, how she even got to the school that she's in at the moment. That it's shocking people at her school, her testimony, in terms of how she got there. So prayerfully, and I'm sure the Lord is going to use her to express some truths there that need to be expressed to those students. So praise the Lord for that. I also wanted to praise the Lord because I don't know if anybody remembers, but a couple of years ago, there was somebody that I shared the truth with, and her name is Tennille. And this was someone, as I said, shared the truth with, and she did actually end up, she came into the church. Amen, praise the Lord. Sister Fran remembers, but she did come to the church a couple of times before, and you know, she had ended up walking away, but recently, she actually ended up messaging me, talking with me, and she told me how she felt like God was trying to, you know, call him back to her. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that. You know, we've been going back and forth, and she's getting better. She's seeing the changes in her life. She's seeing how God is blessing her in the Word. And so she's seen the change, and prayerfully she will be here once again with us to stay. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I also want to praise the Lord for this week, how it just seems, you know, as we get in the scriptures and as we study the Word and as we go out and do the work, you know, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, especially if you go a short time without going out and doing the work out in public. That doesn't mean you're not doing it online, but it seems to be an interesting blessing that seems to come afterwards. And I wanted to praise the Lord that He seriously and severely blessed my heart, and even with teaching me lessons of things, whether it's things that I had forgotten or things that that need to be implanted into my mind and heart and need to stay there. Because sometimes when I go out and I'm sharing the truth with people, even online, sometimes I get a little upset when I'm sharing with people. You know, my heart can be tempted to be very rude. And in the sense where, you know, it's like if somebody does, obviously a lot of people might not want to hear the truth, and of course you don't cast your pearls at swine. But it just seems like You know, sometimes when I'm sharing, trying to share and reach out to people, I just get really angry and I get really upset, and I don't want to say anything to them anymore, and I start being like, no, I'm just going to leave it like that. And, you know, the Lord has been working on my heart and on my mind and leading me to think about how, you know, even how I was in the world and how I was a very rude and very evil child, and how he still reached out to me, you know, even though, you know, at some times, you know, I might have come off very hateful, you know, he still reached out to me. He still allowed the Holy Spirit to prod my heart and to guide me and bless me to come into the truth. And so I wanted to praise him just simply because he's leading me to be even more patient with the people who I'm trying to share the truth with and teaching me to, you know, continue to appeal to their hearts. Obviously, there's a time where you have to walk away. But he's teaching me to continue to appeal to their hearts and to continually try to lead them to Christ, you know, step by step, and just try to offer them and just try to present it in the best possible way that you can, the best possible light, and with the most love that you possibly can for these souls, so that they can have the opportunity that we have in coming together and keeping the seven-day Sabbath and praising the Lord and all the grand blessings that attend and being obedient to our Heavenly Father. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for his continued work upon my heart and continuing to bless me and share with me his true love and teaching us how to have that true Christ-like love without which none of us shall enter into the kingdom. And with that, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Please continue to praise the Lord. It's a wonderful Sabbath day. But God bless.
Amen. Amen and amen. And I got a few more PMs here and that. And so I'm going to share this first one from Brother Alvin. He goes, I'd like to praise the Lord for the answered prayers. We were praying for a bigger house to stay since our two kids are growing so fast and we need to have more space and own room for them. Since we only have the bedroom and kind of crowded already. It's been a while that we were looking for a right place at the right time. And just recently, the Lord is so good to us, and he is good to everyone who are obedient to him. He answered our it's always a nice evangelistic heart of a Christian. you always got to share more truth as you're sharing, even with a praise. I like that. So praise the Lord. He goes, he's good to everyone and who are obedient to him. He answered our prayers by helping us find a bigger place to live with a very considerate and good landlord too. Also praising God for helping us out during the tithing process of moving out and settling in a new house. Aside from that, let me scroll down a little bit here. Aside from that, we would like to praise the Lord for touching the heart of a precious brother who made our kids so happy by providing them a bunk bed for their own room. Amen. It's really a big blessing from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. And by the way, Brother Sean, is that the little sister that is now keeping the Sabbath? Was she the one in the closet? I always ask it. I know. But it so amazes me about your siblings. But, maybe he didn't hear me. Maybe he stepped away. Oh, okay. No, he just PM'd me. Okay, so it's not the same one. Well, you know, the other one's got some good seeds. So praise the Lord. Maybe she'll, especially now that if she finds out her other sister's keeping Sabbath. So praise the Lord. We'll keep praying. All right, Sister Vera has a praise here. She says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to especially glorify God today for how again he changed the weather for me, but this time to bathe in his marvelous works. Last weekend, I went camping with my husband and son to a gorgeous Wisconsin state park. On Saturday evening, we saw that the weather for Sunday and Monday was mostly rain, and my husband decided that it would be best to just go home early. But he mentioned to me that if his brother and wife come to camp, he would return home for work Sunday night and leave me camping for another night with my sister-in-law. I really enjoy and love this beautiful park, and so I did decide, right? And so I hopefully, what? And so I, hopeful, yeah, okay, called my sister-in-law to see if they can come. And on the phone, they told me that they did decide to come. But at this point, because of the bad weather forecast, my husband thought it a bad idea for them to drive all this way just to get stuck inside the camper because of rain. But quickly, in thought, I yearned for God to bless our stay just one more night. I was in awe of how he regarded the prayer of me, an undeserving one. Not only did it not rain, but it was a gorgeous, lovely day on Monday and just perfect weather for our four-hour hike to and from the splendid falls that were at the park. Isn't that amazing, this church family, the way we have seen him answer prayers in regards to, you know, everything from tornadoes to hurricanes to just rain? I don't know how many times I'm on the mower. Lord, the rain's coming. It's getting close. Could you please hold off the rain until I finish? And as soon as you get done and you pull in the garage, rain starts coming down. And then, or how about Irma last couple of weeks ago? It was coming towards some of the precious brethren that were on the east side of Florida. The Lord shifted it to the west. I mean, they still got hit, but nowhere near as bad. So praise the Lord. And Sister Vera goes on to say that it didn't start raining until hours of leaving our campsite, hours later. We had such a blessed time, and all the way home, my son and I had rejoiced in the Lord and were in awe that he regarded our prayers, that he could bathe us in his mighty works. Also, I am in awe of how awesome he is working in the life of my son daily. We get to witness together God's wonderful hand in my son's and my life. My son is becoming more thirsty for his word and truth. Please continue to keep my precious children in prayer as I do pray earnestly for yours. Amen, sister. We will. And thank you, too. Okay, thanks, Fran. And then she finishes by saying, I am also grateful to God for all the precious parenting knowledge that he is opening up to me through our Friday night studies, our SLP studies. I am praising Jesus that I already got to share with two mothers many things that I learned from those studies, and especially glorify God that he had me learn these precious truths so early in my parenting life that I can apply them now in my life to become a wise, godly mother and example unto others. And I was especially blessed to discover that I can redeem the time when it comes to correcting the parenting mistakes. So, oh, praise Jesus, how sweet to know that. Amen. Have a blessed Sabbath, beloved brethren, and God bless, servant of Christ, Sister Vera. So, amen. Let me get another one here from Brother Jay, and then Sister Teresa. Unless somebody else has the hand up. I know Sister Fran's got one coming, so I'll just go ahead with this one from Brother Jay. It says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick and church family. I'd like to praise the Lord today for his many blessings, for keeping me and my family safe while I share present truth for the Lord, and for helping me through some difficult times with my family. I would also like to praise the Lord because I recently left my job after the situation turned ugly, and I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me it was time to leave. Without a job and with two kids in a country town, my options were limited. But I put my trust in the Lord to help me find work. Last week, I did find work and was employed where my wife works. Wow. Echo, echo. Reminds me of what Fran and I went through. The exact same thing, brother. We moved out, and I didn't have a job. Neither one of us had a job. We just moved all eight kids and a teenager that was living with us away from the city. Anyway, and Fran got a job, and then I got a job at the same place she had. So anyway, Brother Jay goes on to say that last week I did find work and was employed where my wife works. However, I had another job interview that day, and the next day they offered me the job. Now I had a choice to make on which job I should take. Last Wednesday, after much prayer, I decided to take the other job and leave the job where my wife worked. So last Wednesday, with my last day, I was thinking that God must have a reason for me to work here, even if it was just a week. That day, I had a conversation with a man named Colin, who turns out started going to church after he was in trouble with the law and ended up in court. I told Colin there was a reason I came here, and he was the reason. Colin truly believed I was sent by God to share present truth with him, and he almost started to cry. It never ceases to amaze me how our Lord works things out with perfect timing. Praise the Lord. All my love. God bless, Brother Jay. And that reminds me, too, of right before I left that job and went full-time in the ministry, some woman approached me that was working there. She was an older woman, and she had a dream. And the Lord gave me an understanding of what her dream was. And she literally went into tears, too. And that was, I believe, the reason I was working there. And so praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Because she needed to hear it. She didn't know. So anyway, Fran's got her hand up. Let me drop the mic.
And brothers and sisters, I have a praise here from my daughter, Lee. And Lee says, I'd like to thank God for many answered prayers in the short months I've been home. I've been blessed with a car, job promotion, and have many ailments healed. This is all thanks to a closer walk with Christ. Praise the Lord, Lee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for making me misty. It's not easy sometimes, you know, when his hand moves. But it's so worth it. Anyway. Sister Teresa has a praise. She says, hello, Pastor Nicholas and church family. As you know, the Lord put it on our hearts to move up north over 2 years ago, and we are finally near the end of our home renovations. It has been quite the challenge to complete. It was a lot of work physically and emotionally. However, I would like to praise the Lord for giving me patience, knowledge, and peace in my heart during the times that I thought I couldn't go on. In those times of despair, I would repeat to myself, Dear Jesus, please give me patience, knowledge, and peace on how to approach the situation. Although whatever the situation might have been and how challenging, things always seem to work out. We are planning to put our house on the market next week. Praise the Lord. Amen. I would also like to praise the Lord for putting people in my path so that I am able to share faith, scripture, and truth to always glorify the Lord. I also praise the Lord for showing me his mercy and grace when I do make a mistake, and for also leading me to scriptures to let me know that he is close by and hears me. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. God bless. Sister Teresa. And I just got a PM from Brother Omar. And he's still typing. Oh, no, he's done. Because it stopped saying he's typing. He says, I want to praise the Lord for weakening Hurricane Irma before reaching us people in South Florida. We live in a mobile home, and Irma would have left us without a home. But God's mercy left our protected and... But God's mercy... And left our, I guess, home protected and stayed intact. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. So praise his mighty name. And, protected mobile home. Yeah, that's what you forgot to put in. It was something like that, brother. But, yeah, he's the one that I was mentioning, as well as I got two children that are on the east side of Florida, way down on the southern tip. And so praise the Lord that hurricane did shift. And, We've seen, like when we had the old chat room, we stopped counting back when we had the original chat room, not the one that was on other people's servers. Our very first chat room server, we got up to 51 and we stopped counting. And what I mean by 51 is 50, because we're in Tornado Alley. I don't know why they say Tornado Alley is up, you know, runs through Nebraska and Oklahoma and all that, which it does. I mean, you guys get a lot too. But there's times we'll have hundreds of tornadoes in our area for a season. And, I mean, there were times, you know, we had 30 in front of us and 30 behind us. I remember one time Fran was on her way to work, and it happened to me, too. As I was on my way to work, I had a tornado in front of me, so I was just driving through the damage path. I stayed far enough behind, you know. And then same thing with her. But she couldn't turn around and go back because there was one behind her. So one was chasing her, and she was chasing the other one. So she was, you know, heading towards the damage path and then leaving the damage path behind at the same time. And so, but we literally prayed as a church family numerous times. 51 is where we stopped counting anyway. We still pray where tornadoes were coming right for us where we're at here. And it would shift its track and miss us. But twice, and I only kept a copy of one. I don't know. Maybe it's because it transferred over or didn't transfer over when I bought a new computer. But I have one copy left, and I think I should put it on the website if I can find it. They still do it now. I didn't know they were doing this back then, but they allow you to record radar when you go. I think it's Weather Underground or whatever, one of those weather sites that, because yeah, we're always going there whenever we get bad weather. We check the radar to see where the hook is, you know, to see where the possible tornado is as opposed to where we're living. And a lot of times it's, you know, but this time we were, I recorded two of them where it was coming right at us. We prayed, it shifted straight north, and then was about, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 miles. It shifted, you know, 20, 30 miles up away from us, went straight north, or like a northeasterly path, not perfectly 90-degree angle shift. I mean, it just went up north so that by the time it got to our area, it was 30 miles north of us, and then as soon as it passed us, it dropped back down south and got on its original path, and I got that on camera. Because, well, on video, because the that website allowed us to record the radar as it was coming towards us. And so we truly saw, I mean, that was, oh, yeah, I think that was number 51. So we says, okay, you know, we got what we need. So, all right, Daniel, Brother Daniel says, oh, okay, I guess this is a praise. He says, Brother Daniel, number three. We got a lot of, well, Daniel, number three, not Dan, number three. So he says, it will be 7 years ago tomorrow, October 8th, that I came back to God by viewing a video on the Sabbath on YouTube, followed by a video from Pastor Nicholas. Well, so praise the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, wow, amen. This is a very, very, very good testimony service, and I so praise the Lord for the utterance he gave Pastor Craig when him and I, as you all know, a couple of weeks ago, him and I, you know, we were able to literally hug each other, literally grab hold and hug each other because we met at a campground in upstate Illinois. And the devil did everything he could to try to prevent me getting there on time or whatever, everything from a train sitting there right in front of me. I could see it less than an eighth of a mile away where the engine was. I even called the police. I got, oh, it was 40 minutes, I think, I was sitting there. And I literally got the phone, police on the phone three times. And because the first time they said nobody had called. I said, yeah, well, this I've been here 20 minutes and it hasn't moved. And I can't turn around and I can't go around it because I got a 10-foot, 10-inch box I'm driving. And, you know, if you guys got in the way this town was on an angle, it had to go around the tracks in a weird spot and there was bridges and I wouldn't go under them. And plus, I have one of those GPSs that are designed just for motorhomes where you punch in all your motorhome, whatever, weight, width, height, all that. It will keep you off dangerous roads. And so I had to sit there. And then I was like 16 miles outside of the campground, I think, or 60 miles, maybe? I don't know. It was a while. There was a detour in a town I'd never been in before, and so now I got lost because I go down and I wanted to praise the Lord for this too, though, that when I was trying to get out from around this detour, I was kind of like, because the whole town here was on an angle too, just like Fowler. You can get lost in Fowler, even though I've been living out here for 11 years. Because there's areas where the whole, like 52 goes through the town on an angle. And so you kind of like misjudge where it's going to come out. And that's how it was in Watsika, where the train was, and how it was in this one town, I don't even know the name of it, where the detour was. And so as I was going up the roads, I kept on looking down the side streets. Oh, okay, I could still see it says roadblock. So I kept passing every side street. I was taking a side street and going around all these parked cars with this box I'm driving. And I, you know, and then I finally get to a side street. There's no signs. and it goes on a curve. And I says, oh, okay, cool. So maybe it's, and I went all the way down and went around the curve, and then there's the block. You'd think they'd have put the sign out there. And now I got to back up with a 31-foot box. Cars parked on both sides of the road, and the driveways go up on an angle. And the Lord blessed me with, I just backed up a little bit, cut the wheel, went up some guy's driveway, spun around, come forward, and then I had to do it again because there's people parked in the street. I was in and out of there in like 30 seconds. So, man, I still praise the Lord. I think I mentioned that last week, too, but because that's nerve-wracking, you know, driving that big box. And I had a dream about that last night, too, as a matter of fact. I had to back up, and I was able to back up just to, but I had to back through a door. You know, regular, you know, doorknob door, you know, just regular door. Yeah, it's a weird dream. And obviously, Pinky's excited about something. She's barking. She actually barks now, too. By the way, and I praise the Lord for that, too, because she's a stray. She came around. The Lord gave us her because Tanya was about to die. Her and Tanya hit it off. They fell in love with each other, and she got all depressed after he died. She could never bark. She's got that pit bull kind of bark where it's just a loud whisper. But she's not a pit bull. She's got pit bull in her, but she's just a mutt, you know. And when Tanya died, now she's a good alarm. You know, she lets us know when someone pulls in the driveway or whatever. So praise the Lord for that, too. She's doing her job. So anyway, excellent, excellent. Praise the Lord for this testimony service. We're going to do it again in 4 weeks. We're going to do this every month. And that's why I was saying praise the Lord for the Lord giving Pastor Craig utterance, because he had been trying it already for a few months. And he says it's, and I especially like the way he does it because, you know, the brick and mortar kind of a thing, we actually have church buildings in the Philippines. And so he can literally, you know, do it that way because this is kind of, the reason we do this is because when I first started pulpit preaching at the end, and I was a Sunday keeper at the time, at the end of the Sunday night services, Pastor Russ would go, anybody want to stand up for Jesus? And yeah, it was a testimony service at the end of, and we would do it. And you got used to it, and it's just amazing just to hear what the Lord's doing in people's lives, and which amazes me, too, with the radio. A bunch of people were listening on the radio when they realized it wasn't a sermon. It was just a bunch of testimonies. Half the bandwidth dropped. And I'm thinking, why would you not want to hear this? Praise the Lord. Those of you that stay, praise the Lord for you, because you really have a desire to see what the Lord's doing in people's lives. So, or they just fell out. That's kind of hard to do on the radio. But I don't know who it was, and so I, you know, I'm just saying. So. Oh, yeah, October 21st, the world's going to end again. You know, the ones that said September 23rd, yeah. So when they give dates, you know for a fact they're wrong, okay? Plus, we know prophecy. We're obedient. We understand prophecy. The Lord gives you an understanding, gives you an utterance, lets you know what's going to happen next. And there are a few things that still haven't happened yet. And so October 21st, there's no way that's going to get done in 2 weeks. So anyway, if you can kneel. Oh, praise his mighty name. This is an amazing service. So I've got to calm down a little bit here. If you can kneel, please do so. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very, very much for blessing us with your presence today on this Sabbath day. Thank you for giving us that which we need to go through each and every day you bless us with. Because we could very easily, and, you know, some of us would prefer it that way, you know, we could die in our sleep. And so we thank you for each and every day you allow us to wake up. Thank you for blessing every single salutary soul that was in attendance today, and even those that left on the radio because I guess they didn't want to hear testimonies. Please bless them, Father, with a testimony themselves, so that they too. And bless everyone that's on our prayer list that are in need, be it physically or spiritually, because we have a lot of people on there, Father, and thank you for the way you answer our prayers. And even thank you for answering no sometimes, because we really don't want to mess things up. We only think we know what we need, but you know so much better, and thank you so much for being our Father. And blessing us and letting us see your hand move and literally hear your voice sometimes. You truly do introduce yourself to them. It's so sad. Most of the people in this world have no clue as to what we talk about. But thank you for giving us a chance to at least talk about it. And please accept this prayer in the name of your precious Son, our Savior, our King, our Commander in this holy war, and our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.